Welcome to the Success by Design podcast. I'll be your host, Tim Madden, today. And today we're going to get right into the episode because we have a special guest. Martin, do me a favor. Tell us briefly about you, your professional background, and also, hey, what led to your unemployment?
Yeah. Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. I'm a customer success, customer support leader with global experience. Came here to the United States in 2015, moving from Switzerland, and have worked with the same company for 12 years in total, but 9 years here in the United States. Was a wild ride, a great experience. But then exactly today, a year ago, I also unfortunately, at the end of that quarter, part of a reduction in force that impacted particularly the team here in the United States. And I was let go, found myself looking for a job for the first time in, well, essentially ever since I left my studies, since I graduated.
When you first became unemployed, and everyone, don't worry, we're talking about, hey, how did Martin stay positive is what we're going to focus on this episode. So Martin, when you first became unemployed, I couldn't imagine working in a company for so long. What were your like initial feelings when that happened?
That's a good question, Tim. I think I personally was not surprised. I kind of saw the writing on the wall.
Okay.
Unlike everybody else in the company, by the way. So there's a lot of colleagues and friends that I had that were perplexed. I kind of saw things coming the way it was, and probably had to do with my position. But regardless, right, it was still like a sledgehammer coming down. And I first got home, talked to my wife, and it was quite emotional, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
It was a moment of like, oh, wow, it really did happen. So it's the reality setting in. And I think there was a certain numbness where it's just like, what now? Like the rock pulled from under my feet. So I think that was the very, very first kind of set of emotion that went through my mind, right? It's your family. It's like, oh, what's going to happen now? I need a new job. Right? I need to support my family. What's going to happen is the first time. And that is something that I had to just work through, I think, very initially, if that makes sense.
Yeah. What do you think your biggest challenge was, whether it be mentally or emotionally, during the period you were unemployed?
The hardest thing for me, and I think also for others, based on the conversation I have, is the feeling of helplessness. It's kind of very frustrating, right? It's like this in Atomic Habits. The book, it talks about motion and action, right? Do action. But the thing is, in this job search, while there is a lot of hopefully action that you do, you apply for jobs, it feels like motion, right? You're doing, you're doing, but you're not seeing results.
Yeah.
And that is very, very disheartening at times, particularly then when all of a sudden you have some progress, you get an interview or whatever, and then all of a sudden you get the rejection, right? And that is hitting you hard. And then you're back to being that hamster in the wheel, just running, but not going anywhere is what it feels like, really.
Yeah. I brought this up a long time ago, but some people know this, some people don't. But when I first transitioned out of the military, I felt hopeless too, because I had a good, you know, most like the people we help here. I had a good degree from a good school from Purdue, was wrapping up my MBA from a top school. soldier of the year, had all these military awards. I'm like, this is going to be great. And I was unemployed for 9 months. And I was doing all the same things too, because I didn't know how to get a job, you know? So I'm applying to jobs. And the first interview I ever went on, when I was feeling down and out, the CEO said, "How much did you make at your last in the military?" And I told him, and he straight said, "I can't believe we pay you guys that much." So talk about already feeling hopeless and like I wasn't good enough for people. And the hint of glimmer that comes, and just, they're like, "Oh wow, I can't believe they paid you."
Laughed in the face.
Yeah, I'm like, geez, man, mean people. So what are some strategies you use to maintain a positive outlook day to day? What kept you motivated to do the activity when sometimes you didn't get the result, you know, because we live in a world where we want the result right now, right? Mm-hmm. So how did you maintain a positive outlook day to day?
Yeah, so there's a number of things that I think really helped me. One of the important and good decisions I think I made overall, it was great for my decision, was to join your program, right? Mm-hmm. To ECU. The reason is it provides you structure to a certain extent. So it's, even though you're not working, you have structure. So you can make it feel a little bit like work, right? And
how did you structure? Yeah, that's a good thing, because sometimes having structure is so important, especially when you're feeling some type of way. How did you structure your days to try to remain productive? Did you do stuff like, did you still get up early? You know, I know people will probably find this interesting because there's a lot of people struggling out there. So like, what did you do? Because no one's telling you to go to work, right? Your parents aren't around to say, "Hey, get up, you need to get a job or something." So how did you structure your day?
Yeah, so one of the first things I did is read Atomic Habit, right? A really Perfect. Good book from James mm-hmm. Clear that I really encourage everybody to read the book. It can help you provide some guidance and give steps. But then I really tried to utilize some of those things and also what you share in the program, right? Build a routine. I got up every morning 4:30, worked out.
Oh, geez. Okay.
That was my start of the day. While I was working out during the warm up, I would start talking through some of those affirmation or mm-hmm. also the what I wanted to practice, my pitch, maybe certain stories, right, that I want to. So I utilized that time very early on to get started that way. Then I built a routine around positive mindset. So behind my desk, I have a whiteboard, and I started writing up a positive quote every day. And every day I would post a chuckle, like a dad joke that I would mm-hmm. put out on Slack and put on my homepage to just have something positive to start my day. And I think that was mm-hmm. one of the first things in the morning that really helped me. And then the next thing to find positivity really is to go out there and do things with other people. Don't isolate yourself is mm-hmm. what
it's easy because you want to, you know, because you kind of, I remember when I was unemployed, I was feeling like I was failing. And to be honest, you know, when depression kind of sets in, you want something to ease that depression. So during that time, I was, you know, you try to have a drink to forget about it, but then that just compounds and makes your problems worse, you know?
Not helping,
and
right?
You're just stuck in that. I was stuck in that cycle.
Yeah, and it can happen very, very easily. And it's a vulnerable position, right? It was not comfortable. But then going out there, and that's where really a program like ECU can help, in my opinion, right? It's because there's people that do push you a little bit. And leaving that comfort zone, I was not particularly keen on networking. I haven't networked, right? And it was also part of my challenge, particularly since I came from Switzerland, right? A lot of my background didn't help me in my job search here immediately. So having somebody tells you, "Hey, you gotta do it, right? You have to do it," and then actually take that and go do it, leaving that comfort zone helped. But that also then shows you that there's people out there that are willing to help, right? And is
that's my next question. How important do you think a support network is during this period?
It is tremendously important, right? Because you start realizing that you're not alone. Often we feel like, oh, this is only happening to me, or, you know, hey, Tim, he's got everything together, right? He has the world figured out. But reality probably is, and I don't want to suggest something that is not true, but probably you're trying to figure thing out every day.
Every day.
And one thing that I keep thinking back now is, and keeps helping me, is when I was in my teens, right, looking at my father when he was my age, 45, I thought that he's got it all straight, right? He had all the answers, he had everything figured out. Here I am, my mid-40s, and find myself not knowing squat, right? I mean, yes, I learned a lot over the years, but there's so much more to learn, right?
Absolutely. And
it's an experience that we probably all have. So the point being, right, we often ourselves feel like we don't know it and everybody else does. Or I'm the only one that is feeling not valued or like frustrated, or, you know, I don't have a job and everybody is pointing at me because, hey, he doesn't have a job. Mm-hmm. When that is like the farthest from the truth. It's just our own perception. And when you put yourself out there and you start talking to people maybe in the same situation, you start realizing it's true. Or if you network, right, and you will find people that are open arms, right? They come to you and say, hey, yes, I was in that situation 2 years ago, and sorry for you, right? Let's see whether I can help you. But it also shows you then that other people have had the same challenges and overcame that very same challenges. They're now back in a successful role, and they look back at, hey, you know, it was a sucky time, but I grew with it. Mm-hmm. And that's why those networking interactions, I think, beyond the fact that it helps on your job search, I think there is a mindset and value to it that really can be very encouraging if you're open to it. You need to be open to it.
How do you, I'm sure, maybe or maybe not, but do you feel differently now about work, career, or life compared to before, you know, since your unemployment kind of has passed? Because I know that was so sudden, it happened, and I know you dealt with a lot, and now you're past that. Do you feel differently about your work or career now? Because honestly, I want to share how I felt. I was like, when I was 9 months and I finally got a shot, I was like so freaking focused on, I cannot mess this up. And I put a lot of pressure on myself to where, you know, I took over this team of like 20. I was a regional manager, and I was like, we need to optimize. We need to get some quick wins. And I felt like I had a lot of pressure on me because, you know, immediately, well, back then I was more of a negative mindset, I would think. So I was like, I have to do the best I can, otherwise something's going to happen. So I definitely felt differently. Do you think you feel differently about your work or career or your life?
Yeah, I think it's an awesome question. And you're right. From relatively early on, I said and realized this is going to be a journey of growth, I want to say. But really, to answer your question, I think what I told to one of my network contacts, and he's a very successful executive. He was with CVS for a long time, right? Huge team, and then moved on. He's very successful now. And he does those networking Fridays. It's great. So I had a chat with him in September last year, and then I had another chat with him this February. And what I told him is that, you know, however frustrating it is, I believe that maybe the universe was trying to tell me something. Maybe I just needed that time.
Needed a break.
To grow personally. And I think I gained clarity. I thought I had clarity early on, right? Because the first month I just spent time thinking about, okay, what do I want to do? What do I want to do? And then I started to go into that motion, did a lot of things and worked on me. But I think it was really, as I look back over that time, I continued growing and get more clarity about, okay, what is really important for me? Have I been chasing the right things? And do I want to continue to do that? And for me, there is an intrinsic drive to whatever I do to do it the best way possible. So I have no doubt when I go back into that work that there is a risk of me just diving mm-hmm. into the deep end and just dive as deep as I can. But I think having gained that awareness now over that time will allow me then to also keep that focus. And hey, you do have a family, you need to make sure that you're there for them, because kids are growing up, they're going to be walking mm-hmm. out the door, right? And then you're going to look back and it's like, what did you do? So I think in that respect, I think perspective changed for me, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So what, there's a tremendous amount of people unemployed right now. Right. They just let go a bunch of people in the United States government because of efficiency cuts or whatever they're calling it, you know. So you have those job seekers. There's been other layoffs. So there's a tremendous amount of people looking for work right now. And a lot of them are not picking up an Atomic Habits book, but they should. Right. Mm-hmm. To learn stuff. So I know some of them are going to listen to this. What advice would you give to someone who's currently struggling to stay positive during unemployment? And furthermore, it's kind of one of those things where I know that if you don't feel good, you ain't going to do nothing. And if you don't think anything's going to happen, you're not going to do anything. And I do know by not doing anything, you are absolutely putting yourself at risk, right? So what are some tips to mainly get them to try to even see some type of positivity so they can get into action, you know?
I feel that, again, there's so much noise out there. And yes, you hear about those layoffs. And obviously, you end up talking with people that have been laid off. But the risk, of course, is that you start focusing on that, right? And from a mindset perspective, all of a sudden, you start saying, oh, I'm never going to find a job because everybody else is being laid off. And that is a real danger, I believe, mm-hmm. that all of us face. And maybe we're even naturally inclined to go down that rabbit hole. And this is something that you should be looking out for and avoid. So rather than looking at the environment and what it is, you're not going to change that, right? There is no way. It's just the situation it is. So you have to ask yourself, what can you do today in order to put your best leg forward?
Yeah.
And
go. Yeah, ahead. me and Derek were just talking about that late last night, because we're doing a fitness program and writing our goals down and all this stuff. We're doing a program right now. And I work with Derek, by the way. And at 9 o'clock at night, he was like, hey, I just got my workout done. Feels great. And that there is something about winning the day. Like, hey, how can you win the day today? You know, because I tell you what, if you get up early and you start moving, that drastically helps your day. But it was funny, at 9:30, he was like, I got it done. And I was like, time to run it back tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? That's the trick, right? Of how do we take the actions today? And then also, you know, tomorrow, do the same thing again while trying to remain positive and motivated.
And I think the other thing is, right, once you realize that, and we're leaders, so it doesn't matter if you're a leader or not a leader, but particularly in a leadership role, those are skills that you have to have anyways, right? And I think for me, looking at it also from that perspective, right? It's like, again, looking at this entire situation as an opportunity, and even if it's hard at times, right? And you have financial struggles, you need to figure out how I get my family across and so on, right? Medical is another thing. There's a lot of things going through my mind, but then try to find the opportunity in the situation that you're in, right? And reframe and saying, hey, okay, I'm here now. Let's look at the environment, but let's not get overwhelmed by it. Just do what you can do. And those are skill sets that you can build, particularly in a rough time like this. And those are skills that you will bring wherever you go eventually, right? So embrace the suck. You probably said in the army many, many times. I know that I did. Embrace the suck. And you'll get out stronger at the end. So whatever you do, always try to find the positive. And sounds so simple, but it's so difficult. It was not easy for me either, right?
Yep.
But finding that energy and working on that has really helped me.
That's one thing I've tried to do all year. The biggest thing is, try to think positive every day. I feel like I'm a pretty positive person, but what I'm really trying to get committed to is, how can I be positive every second of every day? Where no matter what happens, no matter how heinous, right? Just trying to see something positive coming from it. You know, it's definitely pretty difficult, but here's what I know. If you don't, if that negativity comes in your mind over anything, it just spreads more negativity, like things compound, you know? So you have to keep that out of your mind.
Yeah, it's true. It will compound, it will self-feed. I do say, though, it's important, right? Let's say you had a boost, you had an interview, and then you get the rejection. I think it's also important to acknowledge that, right? It's okay for it to suck for a moment, right? It's okay. Let's step away from everything. Let's accept that was a bad experience. I'm not happy right now. Just don't let it linger, right? Let's embrace it in the moment, but then move on, go back to your routine. And that's why you need to have that routine, right? So that you can get out of it and then move forward.
I do have one more question. How much do you think listening to some positive information, as well as getting up and having a plan and trying to get a workout in, how big do you think that was?
I think it's one of the most important things. Build yourself a positive environment. Listen to positive things, whether that's a podcast, whether that's there's great books out there that will tell you all about those things. There's great stories about people that most definitely had it worse than you have it right now, and that made it, right? So utilize those positive thoughts and create that positive environment. I think it's paramount. Otherwise, you spiral down, and it's just like digging a hole. It's just going to get harder to climb out of.
Absolutely. And then you're sleeping in, half the day is gone, just definitely not good. If you're unemployed, hey, it's time to get to work and be on a mission for sure.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's not easy, right? It's not like, hey, Martin, you're going to be starting your new job now in April 14th. So I'm really excited about that. But it's not like I look back and somebody tells me, hey, you had a year off now. You're going to be all fresh going to work. It's not quite the reality. It was a year of hard work. It was a grind. Mm-hmm. It was not pleasurable at all. But I created good moments. And again, I had the opportunity to grow in that time. I learned a lot. I got to meet a lot of great people, build my network, received a lot of help and outreach during that time that made me tremendously grateful. A lot of people on the way that helped carry me through this, right? And it's very rewarding from that perspective.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, staying consistent and pushing through all that. And I wish you continued success at starting your new job. And thanks for sharing your story on how you stayed positive. Really appreciate that.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.